always good to be in church. You don't want any preaching. You get enough preaching. If preaching was salvation, all of you would be saved. You get enough preaching. You don't want any more preaching. What you want is some good living. What do you say about that? We want some good living. So I'm going to speak briefly for the next 2.5 hours. You have given me a topic, fullness of joy. So no half thing, no. Full 100. And the rest of the day belongs to the Lord. So you don't have one blessed thing to talk about. It's not your day. Say after me, church. This is my commandment. That ye love one another. That your joy might be full. I'm going to read it from the book of St. John chapter 15. St. John chapter 15. Jesus says, abide in me and I in you. Verse 4. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. For as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. God is a happy God, and wherever he is, happiness dwells. Happiness dwells within the presence of God. Where is that found in the Bible? Psalm 16, the 16th division of the Psalm, the last verse says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So, in God's presence, happiness and joy dwell. That's why it is good when one comes to church, one sees happy faces. In his presence, joy must be expressed. One person says, whatever is not put to use loses its purpose. Whatever is not put to use loses its purpose. One of the next person puts it this way, say, love is not love in your heart to stay. Love is not put in your heart to stay. Love is not love except you give it away. Another person puts it this way, says, joy is something, if you give it away, If you give it away, so joy is not put in your heart to stay. Joy is not joy until you. Some people mean though, boy. Are very mean. Listen, they wouldn't even give you a smile. I'm telling the truth. There are some people, they are so mean, they wouldn't even give themselves a smile. Ugly? Am I ugly? And I have to say that way because if they ever move their face crack up. Talk about fullness of joy. Some people don't know what joy looks if they ever see. If joy ever stares them in the face, they think it's duppy. They don't know what joy looks like. And then, say they come to church. Why you come to church? They want to go to heaven. It's a good thing that coming here is not necessarily the gateway to heaven. You know, because a lot of people come here and it's not heaven they're going. But let me tell you something. And you're not going up to heaven because God doesn't want no monkey face people up there. Because in his presence is what? So all those people who don't like happiness and joy, you know where your destiny is. Pack up and start to travel. Now let us get into this. This is my commandment. You know, that guitar is getting so old now, the strings run down. You know, every time I strum it, this thing, strings just run down. That is what happens when you get old and you want a new thing. But you're going to sing it with me. Say it after. This is a song you're going to sing because there are some people who come to church and they leave church and people say, what the pastor said? What the pastor said? Some people say, me not like what him said. Some people say, him speech is nicer. They say, what him said, they don't know. They don't know. They don't even leave church with a song. Well, it must happen here today. Not yet. Oh. This one. I'm going to do it once, and then you're going to do it with me. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, that your joy might be full. And I'm going to do it one more time. Runs down, and that's not good run down. I just saw. It's not going to work. I'm going to try this one. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, that your joys may be full. Oh, I'm going to do it again. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, that your joy may be full. Let's do it one more time. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, that your joy may be full. One more time, sing. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, that your joy that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. Oh, this is my commandment, that ye love one another, that your joy may be full. What is joy? I heard the song many years ago. The song said, if you don't know me by now, you will never, never, never know me again. Well, if you don't know joy, never seen him or her, joy is found in the words of God. Now I do know there are so many people, call themselves scholars, who have no regard for what is read from this book. But every day this book tells you what's ahead. And what's ahead happens every day, as this book states. Says, I have spoken certain things to you to make your joy full, and that your joy stays inside of you. He says, keep my commandments. Some people are scared of commandments. He says, you love me? Keep my commandments. You love me? Show it. You love me? It's one way I know how it is shown. You abide in my love. You abide in me, you stick with me, you stay with me, and my wish is your command. There are a lot of people who look for joy in the wrong places. I heard of a woman who was looking for her keys, the car keys. And she looked all over the house and couldn't find it. All around the house. You know where the keys were? In her purse. Looking for her keys in the wrong places. And people look for joy in many places. Look for joy in a bottle. And say it's the ray. Look for joy in some leaves. Crushed leaves. Look for joy where there are blasting sounds, not music. The choir gives music. Blasting sounds. Look for joy, and they don't find it. Look for joy in positions. Look for joy in possessions. And they don't find it. Look for joy in fame. But there's not where joy is found. Joy is found in Jesus. You see, because joy is a fruit of the Spirit of God. As I saw many people, and around this season, a lot of people will be looking for joy in the wrong places. They won't find it. Because joy comes in a pack called the fruit of... Let me read it here. It says in Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance." So joy doesn't go up and down by itself. When joy goes, all its companions, the whole entourage goes with him. So you must know, whatever you're experiencing, whether joy, because if love is not there, and gentleness is not there, and meekness is not there, and self-control is not there, joy isn't there. Because joy is a living thing. Joy is a living thing. No, man comes up with some things from his experience. And man says, listen, if a thing is alive, it must breathe. Respire. If a thing is alive, it must eat. It must be fed. If a thing is alive, it must grow. If a thing is alive, it must reproduce. And so man sets up its criteria for those things that are animate. But as love is living because it grows. Joy is living because it grows. And the way that joy grows is by exercising joy. The way that love grows is by exercising love. The way that patience grows is by exercising patience. But the body don't want to exercise any of them at all. You know, people who come to church and say, I don't want no botheration. Every year people come to church, I don't want no botheration. Well, that's a botheration diet. And why botheration is here is so that your patience will grow. Why frustration is here is so that your patience will grow. And some people that don't want to develop patience, but yesterday I was invigilating in an exam, and this young lady. So I just walk over to her and I just flick the ring and say, "Your ring look pretty." Yeah, I just went over and I say, "Pretty ring." Yeah, and I went about my business. I don't know if that is what she wanted to show me, but I made her know that I noticed the ring. Very pretty ring. You understand? Sometimes that is all they have to show. As a ring. Yeah. But when you get married, it's not just the ring. And I tell them all the while. When you get married, it's suffer ring. Honestly. And to purify that marriage, you get long suffering. Okay. And let me tell you something. That is a part of the whole thing with love. It comes with the package. It comes with the turf. It comes with the turf. Love. Joy. Peace. Come with the whole thing. The thing come. Listen, this whole love thing comes like a wedding cake. Some things inside it fresh, tasteless. Some things inside it bitter. Some things inside of it harsh. Some things you can't just touch it by itself. Some things inside of it raw like egg. But it's after you put in something that's sweet like sugar. And after you put all of those things and you blend it up and you blend it up and you blend it up and you put it in a fire. With the right temperature for a right time, it come up, man. Everything sweet. So love make up the thing, man. Everything. But joy is a production. Joy is something that is produced. Joy is something that you have to create. Some people just want joy. You bring me joy. You bring me joy. You bring me joy. If I bring you joy, you don't have no joy. My joy turns sour. You got to have a little piece inside there to have it connected. So every one of you, God has put a little joy in every one of you. And it's for you to develop that joy. But some of you just keep it to yourself. And it wither up. You know you're speaking by experience. Listen. To develop joy, every opportunity you get, every opportunity one gets to increase that joy, it doesn't matter what that environment is, increase that joy. On the cross, Christ increased that joy when he said to those who tortured him, "Father, forgive them." Increase that joy, even in times that pain
thankful for you. Increase that joy.
How do I increase the joy? I like how the writer in Hebrews says it of Jesus. He says in the book of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, and I read, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are."
Listen, people who can give joy are people who have feelings, good feelings for others.
Especially when they are suffering. And you know, the expressions here brought out of those who suffered at the hands of evil men in Connecticut, like that of the church. We give joy when we can feel other people's pain. That's what Christ did for us. He felt our pain. And he came to take our pain. That's what the Christmas story is all about. He brings tidings of great joy. To say, I feel for you. I understand what it is. And I'm going to take you out. I'm going to take your place. People believe that. Bringing joy is a ministry that's given to all of us. That's what we read. It was nice to read. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. To wit, that God was in Christ, verse 19, reconciling the world unto himself. And that word reconciling means to make atonement. To bring back together. And he says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. We are to join Christ in the ministry of reconciliation. Not breaking up. Not destroying relationships. And Christ has brought us to make other people's joy full. Which means that I will have to... I like how the Prime Minister says it.
Take away yourself. To make another person to feel joy, I'll have to take myself out of the picture and take that person in consideration. It's a tough thing because I've been trying it with my wife for 36 years and every year it gets worse and worse with me. But to put the other person first, to put the other person's feelings and needs beyond mine, is a place to reach. And we must practice it. If we don't practice it, we are going to lose it. And so, Elder Jump, you're asking your church to get down there to the women's center and do some good. Although I need to cook my food, I should sacrifice that for that person, for those persons. That's how we create joy. That's how joy is created. When I take myself out of the pit and I look at your need and I go to help satisfy your need, I please you. That's how joy is built. You know, sometimes If churches should get scores like how they give in schools, all the pastors get F. Straight F. Because every day, January, February, March, right back to December, every day, every year, 40 years, 50 years, a priest, and the people don't change one bit. And when the people don't change, it means that they have not learned them duns. Because if you learn something, you'd be able to do it nicely like the choir. What do you say about that? Church will have to, church is too dense. Church has to learn. And the only way you know you learn is when you do the thing, man. You want to bring joy, you find those people who are going to the kingdom, they are joy bringers. Read it in Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are the poor in spirit, they are humble. I tell you the truth. People who are joy bringers are humble. Yeah. They can empathize. People who are joy bringers are peacemakers. People who are joy bringers can bring peace. That sometimes they even give up their rights. You know, some of us have not yet learned how to make peace. And hear what we say. We want to go to heaven. To do what up there? To do what up there? You tell me what you want to do up there. Because if I ever catch you up there. To do what up there? Listen. We have to learn to make peace down here. Because the peacemakers are happy people. Happy are the peacemakers, for they shall be called what? I'm glad you know your Bible. Because I tell you, last year, September, I went to preach in New York. And I'm telling you, church members don't know their Bibles anymore. No? Many of them went up to New York and preach my heart out. But that evening, the elder came up and said, "Oh, let us repeat the Lord's Prayer." And he started out, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." So, is when the audience started to laugh, like, you know, he caught up with himself that he was saying the shepherd's song. Yeah? As I stop now, because we're going to sing that song, and Mrs. Longgordon is going to come right up here with me. Listen, let us get the thing right. Joy comes being with Christ and in Christ. You're not getting that anywhere else. It's only the only one-stop shop that gives that is Jesus Christ. You're baptized into Christ. You become a new creation. You are subjected to the life. You are subjected to the power. You are subjected to the influence. You are subjected to the word of God. And your life moves into a new spiritual sphere. In Christ, things change. You know, we have stopped singing some very important song, and I tired to come to church. Yeah. Send down the rain. Send down the rain. And rain not fall. No rain falling. Send down the rain. No rain falling. And I won't stop singing. But we used to sing. Things are different now. Something happened to me when I gave my heart to Jesus. Things are different now. What a change must be when I gave my heart to Him. Things I loved before have passed away. Things I love far more have come to stay. Things are different now. Something happened that day when I gave my heart to Jesus. Yeah. In Christ, estranged become friends. I'd like to see that happen in church. Estranged become friends in Christ. It must happen if you are in Christ. Joys, sorrows, suffering, even death is robbed of its sting because you are in Christ. When you are in Christ, you are not evaluated by your titles and your nationality and your education or your ancestry or your culture or your wealth. Those are human approbation. When you are in Christ, you are estimated because you are a candidate for the kingdom. Like how Ellen White puts it, she says that Jesus saw in every man infinite possibilities. Candidates for the kingdom. You and I are brought into the ministry of reconciliation to help restore men to the favor, in the favor of God. Joy, full joy. Talk about low self-esteem. A man in Christ has high esteem of himself because he is a, or she is a child of the King. And you live in a different kind of atmosphere. An atmosphere where love will shine in. And where love is, there is where you find joy. And that's why Jesus came. Jesus comes with power to gladden. When love shines in, every heart that walk and sadden, when love shines in, love will teach us how to pray. Love will drive the gloom away. Put it on the screen, please. Turn our darkness into day. When love shines in. Now, Miss Long Gordon, if you don't come, my wife can do it, you know. You understand? So don't think so. So you are no more Long Gordon, your garden is short. So we are going to sing it. We are going to sing this song before we leave here today. Because that's what Jesus has come to give us. Joy! Full joy! Sustainable joy! Under any circumstances, nothing will shake our joy. And we're going to sing it as if it is in a waltz. All right, come. Jesus comes with power to gladden when love shines in. Every life that woe can sadden when love shines in. Oh, love will teach us how to pray, and love will drive the gloom away and turn our darkness into day when love shines in. Sing it, church, when love shines in. When love shines in.
What will happen? How the heart is tuned to singing when love shines in joy and peace to others bringing when love.
Let me hear the ladies alone sing now.
Learn it, men, learn it. Heart rejoiced in duty. Beautiful. The world is sanctified.
Come on, join in the chorus, everybody. Come on, man, let me hear the tenors.
When love and the bass. When love shines in, how the heart is tuned. When love, joy and peace to others bringing.
Come on, all the men gonna sing the next stanza now. Come on, men, let's sing.
Darkest sorrow will grow brighter when love.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And the heaviest burden lighter when love shines. Tis the glory that will throw light to show us where to go. Oh, the heart shall then sing the open.
Ladies, let us all sing together. Come on up.
When love shines in, when love shines in, how the heart is tuned to singing. When love shines, when love shines, joy and peace to all.
Now the young people are going to sing, and we are going to just join when love shines in. So young people are going to sing the line, and then when it comes, when love shines in, everybody's going to join. What's the last stanza now? We may have unfading splendor. Young people now. Join them now.
When love shines in.
Young people again. Sing them.
When
young people again. Everybody, sing all the chorus now, everybody.
When love shines,
how the heart,
how the heart is.
When,
hallelujah, when,
come on, slow down now.
Joy and peace.